Hi, and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And as we do on a Monday, first off, a quick look at the ups and downs of the farming week. Now, you don't need me to tell you that it was down with the rain big style last week. And with the weather on everyone's lips right now, there appears to be a drier, but even if it is a cold start to the week forecast. Warmth is what we need now to kickstart the grass and crop growth. Turning to animals now, and there seems to have been a glut of old season lambs coming onto the market over the past couple of weeks, and that's pulling prices back. 194 pence was the average at Dingwall for the 1,100 plus animals on offer, and the tops of 223 pence was the average just a few weeks ago. Will that just be a temporary blip in the market is a question on everyone's lips as we look forward to the start of the new season later in the spring. The general feeling out there amongst those in the meat trade is that prices will firm up again when the old season is cleared up. Right across Scotland, cattle were still a firm trade with very little change on average on a week-to-week basis. That 210 to 20 pence a kilo average still the benchmark. Now, turning to poultry, and in the eggs market, there's been a perfect storm pushing prices upwards. That's according to food manufacturers, who are calling for action to ease those egg prices, which since the cage ban came into force on 1st of January, have risen between 70 and 225%, according to type and grade. According to industry experts, this is just a temporary supply and demand situation, but Terry Jones from the Food and Drink Federation thinks prices could go up further, as the estimated 48 million hens still illegally in cages come out of production, and the EU heads towards full compliance. Now, you may remember that this time last week we reported the closure of two Dairy Crest dairies south of the border, and wondered what was happening at milk giants Dairy Crest, who are one of the three big players left on the milk scene. The closures are a result of them losing the Tesco liquid milk contract. And the next effect has been described as devastating by farmers. It's a staggering 2 pence a litre price cut with just 4 days' notice, and it starts tomorrow. The industry view from commentator Ian Potter is quite simple. Dairy Crest are in a pickle. Now, dairy farmers are resigning in droves, and NFU Scotland's Milk Committee Chairman George Jameson wonders where's all this going to lead to. Just watch this space on MFR Farming, and we'll keep you in the picture. But that's it from me for today. I'll be back tomorrow with more MFR Farming as usual, 6:40 and 12:40.